Greetings, survivors, and welcome to Mercury, a broadcast of hope on this 901st day of our broadcast.
Today, listeners, we have a real treat for you.
A traveling minstrel.
Let's start by introducing him, and us for that matter. I'm Dr. Rosalyn Clark. The first two voices you just heard were Agnes Drew and Max O'Brien. Our special guest today is Richard Fuller. We met Rich yesterday when we were out on a supply run. Those runs are getting much harder than they used to be this deep into the apocalypse, especially when we're looking for specific things. Yesterday, we were looking for...
Dr. Clark, they don't care. Let's get back to Rich.
Of course. I'm sorry. The important part was that when we met him, we couldn't help but notice that slung across his back was...
A banjo!
I, for one, was super excited.
We all were.
It's rare to come across an actual banjo player. Of course, we asked him right away if he'd come back to the station with us.
Naturally, we offered him a place to stay for the night, and as he had just traveled into the area, he was grateful for our offer.
Let's bring him into the conversation now. Rich, would you like to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure, I guess. I'm not really sure what to say about myself. I'm 28. I'd only been playing banjo for a couple of years before the fall. I'm from Savannah, Georgia, and, well, when the zombies overtook the city, I had to hit the road. I had no idea what to bring with me when I left other than my banjo, and to be honest, I haven't needed much else. I can scrounge for most things that I need, but having my music with me has sustained me better than anything.
Have you been on the road the whole time?
I've been traveling for most of the past couple of years, trying out a few communes and communities along the way, but I haven't really found a place that fits very well for me. I kind of like being on the road.
Well, what about...
Dr. Clark, can we skip the talking part and let him play... Listeners, he's played a couple of pieces for us already, and he's remarkable.
Agreed.
Okay, I'm sorry, Rich. What are you going to play for the listeners today?
Well, I'm going to play a song I wrote about life on the road in the zombie apocalypse, and it's really just about my day-to-day routine.
Creeping outside my window, I guess it's time to say goodbye. Gonna hit the road soon and I won't be moving slow if an undead horde is creeping right behind. I guess I could have played this better, could have further bolted up that door, but I left my set of tools and another 2x4 at the last place I was sleeping on the floor. So I'll walk while they stalk. I won't talk, I'll just walk and hope to find a cozy place that seems alright till it's time for me to start it back up again. I guess I could have played this better, could have further bolted up that door, but I left my set of tools and another 2x4 at the last place I was sleeping on the floor. Whoa! So I'll walk while they stalk. I won't talk, I'll just walk and hope to find a cozy place that seems alright till it's time for me to start it back up again. It's time for me to start it back up. Oh, yeah.
That was fantastic.
It really was. Thank you so much for coming on the air and playing today.
Can Rich stay another day and play for tomorrow's broadcast, too?
I don't see why not, if he's game.
What do you think, Rich? Care to hang out with us for another day and treat the listeners to another show tomorrow?
Sure, why not? I got nowhere else to be at the moment. I really appreciate your hospitality. I'd be beyond delighted to share some more of my music.
All right, folks, tune in again tomorrow for another musical treat from the amazingly talented and charismatic Rich Fuller. This has been Mercury, a broadcast of hope. Take care of each other.